Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas Stock Exchange gets a huge win from the Securities and Exchange Commission.
The SEC has formally approved the Texas Stock Exchange Form 1 registration to operate as a national securities exchange. This marks a major milestone for the concept to become reality. Texas Stock Exchange Global Managing Director Jeff Karcher.
Our core and our focus will be primary listings with companies to bring them a greater value. It gives us more opportunity to differentiate from the legacy exchanges, since we truly would be comparing an apple to an apple at that point.
The exchange will include both trading and corporate listings. It will become operational in phases. Governor Greg Abbott says Texas is quickly becoming America's financial hub. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. Always live on the free Odyssey app, powered by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Heavy delays around Fair Park, and we're still a bit heavy in downtown Fort Worth from a previous problem. Updates coming up at 5:08.
Will we see more above normal highs moving into October? I'm NBC5 meteorologist Kevin Smith. I'll let you know ahead.
I'm Stephen Pickering. I'll have details on a deadly car crash in Plano.
Thanks for staying with us here on the KRLD Afternoon News. I'm David Rankin. That's Kristen Diaz. We're live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. We've got an update to that shooting outside the ICE facility in Dallas. A second detainee has died.
According to a post on the social media platform X, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the Dallas facility reopened its doors on Tuesday. People required for their immigration check-ins returned to the building. So did members of an interfaith group who usually come to the facility to pray, especially today, after learning another detainee died.
We are heartbroken, not only on his death, but in how he was detained. We know that he was a family man. He was in this country for more than 20 years.
Surveillance video of the deadly shooting from last Wednesday morning showed the chaos. ICE says three detainees were shot. No federal agents were hurt. An ICE spokesperson confirmed Miguel Angel Garcia from Mexico died from his injuries after midnight on Monday. The League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, says the 32-year-old was removed from life support. LULAC says Garcia and his wife, Stephanie, have four children with a fifth on the way. They had just bought a home together. NBC5 spoke with his wife on Saturday while he was still in the hospital. In the news of his death, in a statement through LULAC, Stephanie says, quote, "My husband Miguel was a good man, a loving father and provider for our family." She goes on to say, quote, "His death is a senseless tragedy that has left our family shattered. I do not know how to explain to our children that their father is gone," unquote. An ICE spokesperson also confirmed 37-year-old Norlin Guzman Fuentes from El Salvador, who entered the country illegally, had died the day of the shooting.
You know, people have now died. Two people have died because of what happened last week, and they leave behind families that are grieving and communities that are grieving.
A senior DHS official identified the third victim to NBC News as a man from Venezuela, but did not state the extent of his injuries.
They're going to hold a vigil for both victims on Friday outside Dallas City Hall.
In other news today, someone has died in a car crash. It happened this morning in Plano. And that person wasn't even in a vehicle. They were just an innocent bystander.
It happened around 8 o'clock near the intersection of Legacy and Parkwood. Police say a Kia hit the rear driver's side of a Bronco, causing that vehicle to roll over. The Bronco struck two people who were walking along the sidewalk. One of them was hurt but is recovering. Another one died from their injuries. Both of the drivers are okay. Plano police are still investigating the crash. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Getting reaction today from the Carroll ISD on the news that a former substitute teacher is facing federal sex trafficking charges. The prosecutors say Jennifer Powers spent years helping Howard Rubin recruit women and arrange dungeon encounters at his penthouse in Manhattan. Carroll ISD board president Cam Bryan says Powers doesn't work for the district any longer. The district's reviewing its screening practices, but points out the hiring protocols are there to protect students. They include background checks and real-time alerts if someone's arrested. Powers has to go to a federal court tomorrow in New York as the case against her is moving forward.
In Texas, we have a vegan food concession at the fair. And the two guys who run it are there with us right now. It's the Cole brothers. They're twins. I'm having trouble, but, I mean, even the glasses. The shirt's the same. The glasses are the same.
The pants.
Yeah, all right. Everything. Introduce yourselves.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm the oldest twin. I'm older by 1 minute. My name is Josh.
You're Josh. Hang on 1 second here, Josh. We're going to pull you up there. We got you?
Check.
Now, try that now.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh,
now
okay,
we're
okay.
Okay.
Testing,
and so we got Josh and Jovan Cole.
Yes, sir.
From Plano, from basically the Plano-Frisco area. You guys have a restaurant up there.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the restaurant.
So the restaurant is located inside Legacy
Food Hall. We're open 7 days a week and from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Legacy Food Hall, and what's the name of it?
Vegan Vibrations.
Vegan Vibrations. And that's the name of the stand here, right?
Yes.
Vegan Vibrations, you're not too far from us. You're on the back side of the Cotton Bowl.
Yes, sir.
I walked past yesterday. Y'all had a lot of customers lining up. How long, you guys are vegan, for how long?
10+ years.
Yeah, yep.
That's the last time I ate meat, any animal products, 10+ years
ago. And why?
I'm going to let him start it off.
Just slowly transitioning and just realizing we don't really need to eat animal products to live and to thrive. And I actually, once I started it, my life improved mentally, physically, spiritually, everything just started improving. Right. And I just never looked back.
Now you're sharing that at the fair.
Yes, sir.
And you brought samples.
Yes, right? Sir.
We got the Crunch Wraps here.
Yep, our number one seller. And we've been
which are visually fantastic.
Yes, sir.
They're just gorgeous. Now you're using those ground beef crumbles that you can find at a grocery store,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat. I bought those for my daughter before. Mm-hmm. And it's in the tortilla, and it looks great. You got chips. You got the sauces. Tell me about this. This is the one that replaces queso.
Yes.
You know, it's not that thick, goopy Velveeta stuff.
Yes.
That's our liquid gold right there.
Yeah, we call it low-key, like liquid gold sauce, special sauce. It's made from coconut milk.
Uh-huh.
And some roasted bell peppers in there, some special seasonings, spices. And we just blend it up, and there you go.
And then we got a combination honey mustard barbecue sauce, and we got the house ranch. Who thinks up all this stuff? Who's the smarter brother?
Hey, Javon, 22.
Nah, he come up with it, but I perfect it. So, for example, he'll make something too salty. I'm like, nah, I'll take that out. And I come in and make my own twist and just kind of make it our own thing, you know?
He's the one that put the Z in Vegan Vibrations. It was just his S at first. And he was like, man, we need to put the Z in there.
Yeah. So I'm the cool twin. He the smart one, I guess, but I'm the cool one.
I got it. All right.
Come on.
When people walk by and they see the vegan sign, you guys getting looks at the state fair?
We get it's
crazy
half and half. We get looks like, oh, we want our meat. Or we got, like, they're intrigued by it. And they're actually walking up eating turkey legs and funnel cakes. And they're ordering food from us, too. So it's a mix.
It's like a 50-50. Yeah.
They're saying things.
I heard a couple laughs, people vegan,
I mean,
at the fair.
You're winning people over?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They'll come back and say, hey, this is the best food I've had in the fair, and I'm not even vegan.
Yep.
But they'll whisper it so nobody can hear it.
Yeah,
they don't want nobody to hear it, but they'll tell us that.
All right, besides the wraps, what else do we have on the menu this year?
Okay.
Okay. So we got burgers, our bacon jalapeno cheddar burger. We got a chicken sandwich. We got loaded nachos. We got fries, chips and queso.
Fresh lemonade and fresh hibiscus,
hibiscus punch. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we make that in-house as well.
Oh, we got stuffed avocado punch? As well, too.
Stuffed avocado.
That's like a fresh item.
Yeah, that's our lighter option. We didn't want to put a salad on the menu, so stuffed avocado is like almost like that, but...
I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around this healthy food at the State Fair of Texas.
Crazy, yeah. Right? I know it's unheard of, but I mean, we're happy to be the ones that like kick the door open and do that.
Now you're the cool twin, you're the smart twin. Who's the handsome twin?
Hey, people say me. I got the longer hair, you know. I got the gold, you know.
But oh, well, I didn't notice the hair. Yeah, All right, that's how I can tell you.
It's 20 years. 20 years I've been growing my locks. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Now stop by. And check it out, Vegan Vibrations. It's right up against the Cotton Bowl, on the backside of the Cotton Bowl, not far from the Coliseum, not far from us, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff is fantastic, fellas. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having us. Stopping by. The Cole Twins.
Yes, Kevin sir.
Jovan from originally Pensacola.
Pensacola, Florida.
And the restaurant is at the Legacy.
Legacy Food Hall in Plano in the Legacy West area, right on that strip. You'll see Legacy
it's
Hall.
Good stuff. If you can't check it out at the fair, history at the State Fair of Texas.
Let's go.
Vegan
yes,
food.
Sir. Yes, sir.
After 139 years. There we go. Hey, the Rangers are looking for a new manager. We've mentioned that once or twice this morning.
Yeah.
One day after the end of the 2025 season, the team announces that it is parting ways with Bruce Bochy. After three seasons that included the team's one and only glorious World Series title. In 2023. They're going to bring in one of the voices of the Rangers right now. It's Jared Sandler.
That's
so,
true.
Boch's contract, it's up. He's, how old is he now?
70-something, 71 maybe?
He's over 70. So, I was telling Austin, you know, every time he'd come out of the dugout this year, it was just painful to watch. Should we be surprised at this?
Well, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame manager who won the only World Series in franchise history. And so if I would have told you after 2023 that maybe the Rangers would, you know, not, I don't want to say not want Bruce Bochy back, but not try and convince him to stay or whatever, I think we'd probably be surprised. But, you know, the Rangers are in a different spot than they were, you know, even at this time last year. You know, last year at this time, they were coming off a bad year with full intention of, you know, hard charging towards 2025, and it didn't work out. And so, you know, I think Bruce Bochy still wants to manage, and I hope he gets that opportunity, but I just don't know if this situation was the right fit at this time with where he is in his career and maybe what makes sense, the type of team that he would best lead, and then also what, you know, where the Rangers are and the direction that they're going.
Do you get a sense that Boch wanted to stay, continue being as manager of the Rangers?
Well, I definitely think he had interest in that, in understanding what the vision was and what the direction was. I do think he wants to manage. I think that he, you know, I think that he's in a spot where it's, and I don't want to make it sound like the Rangers are going to rebuild, because, you know, Chris Young made it very clear that that's not the case. But, you know, I think he wants to manage a team that, you know, is a win now veteran team. I think that's his best fit. Whereas the Rangers, I think, are going to go into 2026 with the intention of winning, but I think they might have a lot of changes and a younger roster and a younger team that maybe wouldn't make as much sense for Bruce Bochy and where he is right now.
Have any names been floated around as to a possible replacement?
Well, Skip Schumacher is the most popular name, and you know, he was brought into the organization prior to last season in an advisory type role. He was the manager of the Marlins for 2 years, was a manager of the year. He actually left on his own. He turned down his own option because he didn't like the way that things were being handled up above him in the front office and the baseball operations department with the Marlins. So he decided, hey, I'm a hot candidate. I'm going to step away. This isn't where I want to be. And I'm going to, you know, reset and maybe take a year off and then figure out where it is that I want to go. And so the Rangers had first look at Skip, and, you know, I think that, you know, he's a guy that they're going to be very interested in.
So you alluded to this, possible other changes coming in terms of personnel, the guys on the field.
Yeah, you know, it's two straight years where they've underperformed offensively. And so, you know, I'm so bad at idioms and whatever, but it's fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you, fool me, whatever that stupid
thing. President Bush over
something
here?
Something like that, right?
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, that's about, like, my capability in regurgitating this stuff. But, you know, I think at some point, you know, you could justify going into this season with some of the same guys. Hey, 2024 is a down year. They're primed to bounce back. But some of those guys just didn't bounce back. And so I think that, you know, based on the way things unfolded in 2025, you know, you'd be silly not to make changes in 2026. And it just could be a little more stark than what, you know, what we're accustomed to or what we were anticipating.
Are the Rangers going to be big spenders this offseason? Because it doesn't sound like they are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris Young's already alluded to trimming the payroll a little bit. Now, they could spend, but it's going to be in concert with, you know, with some credits being issued back in the way of shedding salary with, you know, whether it's trades or non-tendering guys. So they could spend, but with, you know, with every dollar that they spend, there's probably going to be, you know, a dollar that they're saving elsewhere. So they're not going to be adding the payroll. And it just depends on the degree to which they cut from, you know, who's on the existing books or, you know, what money's existing right on the books as it is.
So it's not, they're not going to completely blow things up, but we'll call it a reset. But it looks like that's what's coming.
I think a reset's a good word.
All right. Hey, Jared, thank you so much for stopping by.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.